3M FM, 88.1, 89.1, 89.5.
Yes, Local Men, Local Communities is a great initiative by the South Gippsland Shire Council. During the year, you will have heard a number of the events, and I've had people on. We've talked about Golf Without Balls and the 24-hour table tennis marathon, the Chatty Cafe, and also the Merbau North Music. And coming up very shortly, the Bat, Bowl, Catch and Care program. That was supposed to be on this year, but it's been delayed because of soggy cricket grounds at Coonawarra, but it's going to come up very shortly, either before Christmas or probably just shortly after Christmas. But the program itself is more than just events. There is a lot to it, and it is very interesting. And Associate Professor Joanne Porter from Federation University in Gippsland, and also Director of the Collaborative Evaluation Research Group, has been reviewing the program for the South Gippsland Shire Council, and I have Professor Joanne Porter on the line right now. Good morning, Jo.
Oh, good morning to you, and thank you for the invitation to come and speak about this amazing initiative.
It is, isn't it? Now, could you just give us a brief overview of the whole program? We've talked about events before on air, but there are a lot more things behind this program.
Oh, there's a lot. And the biggest and probably the important thing to talk about this program is what sat behind it. And that was that the South Gippsland Shire, the initiative, was to actually create a group of men called the Chat and Chomp Sessions, or the Chat and Chomp Group, that came together. So it was local men coming up with local ideas to actually engage with men and to get them talking. So that's where the Bat and Bowl and the Chatty Cafe and the Golf Without Balls, it's this group, the Chat and Chop group, is where it all initiated from. And on top of that, in addition to what the Chat and Chomp group were doing, South Gippsland Shire ran a number of different initiatives and training around suicide prevention, mental health, first aid, and really got to the places where men are located. So they went to Bunnings, they went to depots, they went and did toolbox conversations. And so it was really great initiative that you had men with lived experience of depression and anxiety and mental health and had been affected by suicide, actually talking about their experiences with local men. One of the successes of this program was really around the fact that the activities are exactly that, they're activities. And we know that men are more likely to talk if they're doing something. So a lot of the conversations happened when there was food, there was barbecues, or around sport. They were really meaningful conversations that happened around the activity.
There are other activities involved in the program too. Like there was one, they always have acronyms, don't they? QPR, Question, Persuade and Refer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was actually just one of many of the different training that was available. And because of COVID, a lot of that training happened online. And the actual training that occurred actually reached 389 residents right around South Gippsland. And 512 people have engaged with the program since its delivery. And I think that really is testament to the reach of the program. So there was the training delivered, but also the events. So HALT was a really successful initiative. The HALT is a company that come out and talk at toolbox conversations.
With tradies.
The tradies, that's exactly right. So it's, again, it's tradies talking to tradies. And they were able to reach nearly 300 men talking at tradie conversations. And again, around the barbecue means that they'll actually open up and talk.
It's really important, isn't it? Men don't seem to talk about their general health, let alone mental health.
That is exactly true. And we know that an inability to talk about those sort of things just means that they bottle them up and they often then don't seek out help. And unfortunately, that then can lead to further deterioration in their mental health. And the worst case scenario, of course, is leading to suicide. And suicide is still very high and prevalent in our regional communities. So it's really important that we just encourage and connect together and that men reach out to other men. Like the Chatty Cafe is just in a very social, non-threatening way, just a way for people to connect with other people. And I think it's equally and even more important coming out of COVID where we've been really isolated. It's getting people back out and talking face-to-face. And those very meaningful conversations can be absolutely instrumental in maintaining somebody's mental health. There was a number of examples that when we interviewed local men around this project, they gave examples of where they actually really kind of accidentally had made an impact on somebody, where they were just going for a walk around an oval or just doing some of that activity when the person that they were walking with opened up and said, actually, I was feeling really down and this has actually been really good for me. I actually was seriously thinking about hurting myself. And so when we actually spoke to these men, they were reflective on the fact that they were making a real difference and how important it was to stay connected with other people. And especially in rural communities, we've got a very large rural and farming communities, and especially around South Gippsland and Gippsland in general, we need to stay connected and we need to reach out to each other. So it's all about just, you know, checking on a friend, checking on your neighbour and staying connected.
And I think the big thing too is that it's also cathartic to be able to talk to people about the way you feel.
Absolutely. And it's, I think when you do that, you realise that you're not the only one feeling the same way, that there are others out there feeling just as, you know, sad or a word that's been tossed around, and especially in the literature around COVID, is the term languishing. And it's not quite depression, but it's not definitely not happy. It's this feeling of just this sort of nothing feeling. And it's time to kind of reignite our connection to community and connection to our neighbours, and to really take note of, yeah, that's actually how I am feeling. I'm feeling a bit bleh and I need to kind of re-engage. So getting out and being active. The activities that were a part of this program were designed specifically to be really about just getting and connecting, as opposed to very heavy conversations about mental health and depression or suicide. So it was really about getting them connected.
Right, and we've never mentioned suicide on the program when we've talked about the events, because it has always been about that social connection. There was one guy that I spoke to who was organising one of the events who explained to me how he had retired and he just hibernated and he was socially isolated and it was so depressing until he got off his backside and did something and his life is so full he hasn't got time to do anything else.
Very much that's what we heard when we were interviewing people as part of the evaluation. You know, some mood for a tree change up into South Gippsland, and others had recently retired or had other health issues that had sort of stopped them being as connected as they usually were. And so there was lots of reasons why people had reached that point. And of course, through COVID, we were isolated even further. So it really is a great time to be thinking about this and to be reconnecting and to stay connected. So we can really bring communities back together.
And particularly with Christmas fast approaching, because that's a time that can be very lonely for people and can be very depressing.
Yeah, people are very reflective about their lives at this time of year and, you know, what have I done during the year and, you know, who are my friends or how are my relationships. You're absolutely right. Christmas is a really vulnerable time, but it can also be a very joyous time. And I think this is the time when we really should be just checking in with our neighbours. I love to see street parties and community events being advertised, and I really encourage people to get out there and just engage with your neighbours and with your community again. And so if you see an event being advertised, get out, just have a go, and you never know, you'll make a friend out of it.
That's right. And your evaluation of the project, should it continue? Was it successful?
It's hugely successful. And I think the biggest success of it is that it's local men coming up with local solutions to engage with local men. And so the Chat and Chomp group was really instrumental in the success of all of the training and the activities that were generated from it. The recommendation is that, you know, not just South Gippsland, but other shires should look at this as a model of excellence and a good evidence-based model of how to engage with community and definitely around men's health. And so it's absolutely a recommendation of the program that it continues and be supported to continue as well.
It's a real credit to the South Gippsland Shire Council, I think.
Absolutely. But as I said, you know, such an example of how we could all and other shires can be engaging with men's mental health.
Yes. Now, we have talked about depression and suicide, which we shouldn't at this time of year, but the key message is really to connect, just to talk to people. And if you do have any sort of dark feelings, there's always help around through Lifeline 13 11 14 or through the Local Men Local Communities project. You can get all the details on the website localmen-localcommunities.com.au or give the council a call, the Local Men Local Communities team, on 5662 9200 for the Local Men Local Communities project. Joe, thank you so much for talking to 3MFM today.
Oh, no worries, and thank you. And just get out there and say hello to somebody and get connected.
Thank you very much. Associate Professor Joanne Porter from Federation University Gippsland and Director of the Collaborative Evaluation Research Group.
3M FM 88.1, 89.1, 89.5.